This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. In Ireland, legislators continue extended debate ahead of a vote on a bill that, if passed, would make abortion legal in Ireland for the first time. The Bishop of Limerick, Brendan Leahy, has been a prominent defender of life and a major voice against the proposed law. I spoke with him ahead of the vote.
Well, the Church, naturally, in its duty to promote the common good, is very concerned at the legislation that's going through the Parliament at the moment. Ultimately, the legislation is introducing abortion. That's the first time that's happening in Ireland in terms of legislation, and that's our concern. It's a direct introduction of abortion. People, of course, will say it's limited, but we know from the experiences of countries around the world, even the most restrictive regimes of abortion, once it's introduced, tends to expand dramatically. So that's our concern. We're very concerned, naturally, for the unborn.
The grounds on which this measure is being put forward is a sort of classically incremental ones that they begin with. Pregnant women who are suicidal. What about just the medical evidence about abortion being a treatment for suicidal tendency?
Yes, this is one of the grounds that has been promoted because a judgment of the Supreme Court in 1992 said that a person in a suicidal condition, a woman in a suicidal condition, would be allowed to have an abortion. Now, it's a moot point as to whether or not that Supreme Court judgment is actually binding. But, of course, the issue comes out, the issue in itself is, well, what medical grounds do you have for saying that? And we have come a long way since 1992, even in terms of medical evidence. And it's very, very doubtful that there is actually any medical evidence to support that claim at all. And indeed, some medical evidence to say that, of course, a person who is suicidal, if they're told to go and have an abortion, it's even more detrimental to their personal health. So that grounds of suicide for an abortion is very, very, very troublesome, really.
Let's suppose now for a second that the legislation passes. Are the bishops' options basically exhausted at that point?
The bishops are primarily people interested in the common good. So in our promotion of life, we promote life from all instants, from birth, conception, right up to natural death, all moments in between. And our main concern is the promotion of life. That's our major concern, and we will continue to do so. I was very encouraged by the words of Pope Francis while he was still Archbishop of Argentina, where he said that, look, the promotion of life, it's a simple thing and it's a great thing. Don't be discouraged. Go forth. It's worth it. And I think that's where we have to be. Apart from legal issues or specific political moves in this or that country, as we have it here now in Ireland, we still are promoters of life. And I think that's, for us, always going to be a priority. And going forward, life in all its main dimensions will have to be a priority for us. After that, we'll have to see how the course of interpretation of this law, what course it will take. There are some, I noticed a politician this morning already, raising the point that the constitutionality of this legislation is probably in question. So that would be something that I think all people in Ireland would be interested in seeing how that plays out.